How very great it is to be a white man's crush. How very great it is to be a white mouth frog.
One day, the wide mouth frog decided to hop away from his pond. And he started hopping. And he came into a field. And in the field, he saw a rabbit. And the wide mouth frog said to the rabbit, "Rabbit! Rabbit! Rabbit! Rabbit!
Hello.
Hi. What do you feed your babies?" And the rabbit said,
"Well, I like to feed my babies carrots and occasionally prunes if I can find them."
Prunes?
Yes, prunes.
And the wide mouth frog said, "How very interesting that you feed your babies carrots and prunes." But he was more interested in himself. And so he hopped along and he sang a song. Here we go, everybody.
How very great it is to be a wide mouth frog. How very great it is to be a wide mouth frog.
Well, the wide mouth frog hopped and hopped and he saw a forest. And in the forest,
wait for a bear.
Okay. In the forest, it was dark and the trees were tall and blowing. And the frog saw a bear. And the frog said, "Bear, what do you
feed your babies?"
And the bear said,
"You talking to me?
Let's ask the question again. What do you feed your babies?"
"Oh, I feed my babies honey sometimes, and bugs."
Well, the wide mouth frog said, "How very interesting that you feed your babies honey and bugs," but he was more interested in himself. And so he hopped along and he sang a song.
How very great it is to be a wide mouth frog. How very great it is to be a wide mouth frog.
So the frog kept hopping and hopping and he saw a beautiful silver light through the forest. And he realized it was a pond, another pond that he'd never been to. And he hopped down to the pond and it was all squishy and muddy, just like he liked it. And he got himself down in the mud and he sat there. And he looked out at the pond. And he saw something swimming in the pond. And it was making a big S curve in the pond. And it was coming closer and closer and closer. And then its head came out of the water, and it was a big head, and it had big fangs and glowing yellow eyes and a tongue that darted out. And the wide mouth frog realized that it was a water snake. And the wide mouth frog said to the water snake, "Water snake, what do you feed your babies?" And the water snake said,
"I feed my babies white mouth frogs."
And the wide mouth frog made his mouth very small. He said, "Oh, how very interesting that you feed your babies wide mouth frogs. I haven't seen any around here recently." And he hopped away.